FM.
I was chatting about this yesterday, about how block houses go for mega bucks, but I always think to myself, who would buy a house that has been so openly rushed to be built? I mean, listen to the prices.
$4,256,000 a bid now. Quickly. $4,256,000.
But you've just bought a house that's been quickly built and slapped together. And the thing about that is, I'm sure tradies do that in day-to-day life. They go, oh, just quickly, that'll do, mate. Should be right. Don't worry about that. These guys are openly admitting it on national TV. Have a listen.
We're way off.
God.
A quick fix was, should we just throw a door on it?
Just throw a door on it. I don't understand. He was talking about the roof. Even Scott Cam admits that the contestants are pushed when they're building.
Completing a bathroom in only a week means all of our teams are under the pump.
A bathroom in a week, of course, they're under the pump. So I said yesterday, you'd have to be mad to buy a block house. And then we realised that one of our own, Dave Hughes, actually bought one of the block houses. So we've dragged him into the studio to say, what's the story?
Now, I understand why you would be concerned because, you want your multi-million dollar house to be built by amateurs in a hurry. That's what you want.
Have you had any issues with yours, Susie?
No. For all jokes aside, that was 2017 when I bought that house, and my wife wasn't at the auction and she was not happy when she heard about it.
Yes.
She was taking kids to a school, to a party, and I did send her a text saying, you know, I'm bidding, and she never got back to that text. So I thought that was a
green light, if ever I've seen.
Yeah. That. So, and you know what? And I copped a lot of flack from many. The Financial Review wrote an article about how I was a terrible investor. You know, so I had a vagrant on the street tell me I was bad at investing. I'm like, there's a vagrant.
did the Fin Review say that on the basis that it was a block house and it was rushed?
Yeah, pretty much, and that it was overpriced and. But that's where I disputed them because they're not, they actually, even though it's a ridiculous amount of money, they're not overpriced. And I'm going to tell anyone, they spend much more money than they get back. They spend money, they overcapitalize those houses.
Yeah.
So in the production of the TV show, they have the fanciest stuff. And even though it's built by someone who's an Instagram model, they are. So you in a way you are getting a bargain if you're if you can hold on to it for a long time.
It sounds to me like someone's drunk the Kool-Aid here.
Was there any point where you kind of opened the bathroom cabinet door and went, "Oh, they haven't sealed any of this stuff in here," or it just where you went, "That's not quite finished"?
No, not me personally, because I've spent very little time in that house. So I've actually rented it. I've rented it.
Oh.
And it's still being rented to this day, and it's down the road from a school. And
none of us are going to buy it, mate. All right,
you're pitching it to us. All right, enough block chat, because of course you are now on Channel 10's The Masked Singer, keeping us entertained with your stupid guesses.
You sound just like Scary Spice, who has been parachuted into this TV show, and I love Mel B, but she was not aware of my role on the show. So like I would just guess people and she'd just go, "They're dead." I did not know Pavarotti had passed. I did not know that. So
was Pavarotti one of your guesses?
Yes.
Well, that's the problem with the show.
Yeah. Because the greatest tenor of all time. What would he's flicking through his gig offers? Oh, yeah, the Masked Singer in Australia. That's what I'll do.
Didn't he want a holiday? Tom Cruise? I mean, what the actual Tom Cruise?
Oh, you're not there. We're there for hours. I mean, I run out of names pretty quick. You know what I mean?
All right, mate. Well, good to hear that you are enjoying your block house, and maybe I need to eat my words when I say that you'd be crazy to buy a block house. Thanks for the time, mate, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, and your legends.
I like your safety goggles. Yeah. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.